Go tell Aunt Rhody. Go tell Aunt Rhody. Go tell Aunt Rhody. She's really Uncle Fred. A little something ethnic for the troops. You know, nothing, no program would really be complete without something ethnic.
Yeah, we should do something like possibly an old blues, like, last night I dreamed I stood on my head, stuck in the wall in a Murphy bed. It's kind of nothing. It doesn't really matter that much. And, you know, this didn't just happen to folk music. On Broadway, they had things like this. Funny, you're a girl who likes whale meat. That's an important sign. You remember that?
Funny, I've got 2 tons of whale meat.
Small world, isn't it?
You're kidding.
We won't give you any more of that. But folk music is really beginning to enjoy huge popularity. There's a place out by Anaheim where you can hear 5,284 folk singers all in the same night for $2.75. But like, take your lunch and dress warm, you know. But it's a whole thing now, this hootenanny jazz. And we had an idea.
Yeah, our next album is going to be called, it's a kind of a folk-oriented thing. It's going to be called Surfin' Looking for Puff. You think it'll make it?
Or,
it's cool. They didn't hear.
Maybe Perfin' Looking for Stuff.
No.
We're having a surfing hootenanny in Detroit City, you know. Those are sure winners.
Yeah, we're going to form a new trio of Lloyd Bridges.
Lloyd Bridges, Johnny Weissmuller, and Esther Williams.
Right.
See? And they can sing underwater. It's a whole thing. Well, we won't get into that. This is a... Yes. Are you housebroken, my friend? This is our current offering to the folk Top 40, and it was released today on Liberty Records.
It was a toss-up for a while whether they were going to keep us and release the record or...
Right. And it was written by the same person, the same guy who wrote Blowin' in the Wind, Bob Dylan, and it's called Tomorrow is a Long Time.